Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for iPad Today is provided by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
Coming up, in the jungle, the mighty jungle, the music apps delight. Hey,
hey. Plus, new iPad pricing, wallpaper woes on iOS 7.1, and how to game as privately as possible.
All that and a rather infuriating duet on iPad Today.
I think you just heard it. iPad Today is brought to you by Nature Box, where you can order great-tasting, healthy snacks delivered right to your door. Forget the vending machine. Get in shape with healthy, delicious treats like citrus chipotle chickpeas. Mm-mm. To get 50% off your first box, go to naturebox.com/twit. That's naturebox.com/twit. And by Gazelle, the fast and simple way to sell your used gadgets. Find out what your used iPhone, iPad, or other Apple product is worth at gazelle.com. And by Prosper. Prosper is a peer-to-peer lending marketplace which connects people who are looking to borrow money with those who have money to lend. Visit prosper.com/twit and receive a $50 Amazon gift card when you get a loan. It's music on iPad Today. Well,
yeah.
That wasn't exactly music, but
it was my attempt to kick us off.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't really thinking of The Lion Sleeps Tonight, because I sort of find that to be an irksome song that just won't go away.
But when you said In the Jungle, the Mighty Jungle, the Music Apps Delight, you weren't thinking of The Lion Sleeps Tonight?
No, I was.
Of course you were.
But I wasn't thinking of that just because that's where my brain went. I was thinking of that because over the last couple of days, there's been this video that's been circulating around the internet from the Jimmy Fallon Tonight Show.
Loopy.
Loopy Lou. Loopy HD, where he had Billy Joel on as a guest.
It's got like 4 million
views on YouTube.
I forgot to tell people. You're Sarah Lane. I'm Leo Laporte.
Oh, yeah. Hi.
This is iPad Today, where we talk about the iPads.
We're not just two yahoos sitting here.
Dressed in purple.
We're trained professionals, and we have licenses.
Hats.
And we have hats.
Yes, we do.
Which we will wear later.
Do you have a license to do this?
I do. I have a license to cast.
A netcast license.
You're right.
Hey, that's a good business.
I should do that. That's like a cool teen movie. License to cast.
Yeah.
And it's about like two kids who don't have licenses yet and they're just trying to cast.
Why aren't there more movies about podcasters, I wonder?
Why aren't there any movies about podcasters?
Exactly.
I wonder.
Mm-hmm.
We should be Hollywood stars because we're pioneers. Blazing the old casting trail.
Yeah. So Jimmy Fallon, who has taken over the Tonight Show from the Leno Consortium.
I have to say, I really love him.
I've always loved Jimmy.
You can't dislike him because he's kind of like a...
There are people who dislike him.
Really? I think there are... Well, anyway. So Billy Joel was on the show, and we actually can run some of the video. And it's cool. He called it Looper, which is not right. It's a...
Loopy.
It's Loopy HD, which is like a $9 app. But he's... They've obviously gone over this beforehand. Billy Joel isn't learning about Loopy for the first time.
We've talked about Loopy before. It allows you to overdub your vocals. If you've got an actual singer in the studio like Billy Joel.
And I assume that those are some sort of like Bluetooth-enabled microphones that are going into...
I think this whole thing is made up, but all right.
No, they do it live.
It's nice if you have a band.
I'll start off first.
Well, but they don't use a band. So the whole idea is that you record a piece of the song, and then Loopy will loop it so that you can then stack different layers of audio together.
One thing about Fallon, he's a pretty good singer.
Well, he always likes to sing. He's always trying to, like... So now you've got that, and Billy Joel's like, oh, my goodness, iPads.
He's going to do the high-pitched stuff.
How old is Billy Joel?
He's looking more like David Lawrence, the 18th, than ever. That's nice. I got a laugh for that. I like having a live studio audience. It's really interesting what now passes for entertainment on network television, to be honest with you. I mean,
well, it's like
this is the YouTube generation.
It's like,
right?
Jimmy Fallon was like, I just want to, I don't know, put together something with Billy Joel. Let's have him on the show, and then we'll just do it in front of our millions of viewers.
They really need to vary the tune a little bit now. They're all doing the same.
No, but again, it makes it seem like there's a lot of people.
Right. Didn't we see this a year ago at South by Southwest? What was her name? She used, I think it was Loopy. Maybe it was another program.
Oh gosh, what was
her name? To make a wonderful.
Started with a K. Somebody will remember.
You can't imagine Johnny Carson doing this, can you? This is really, it's so interesting because Fallon is so influenced by the YouTube generation. You know, he does those little videos where he starts the camera and now we're getting into it. You really don't need a large singing group. You just need a couple of people.
I think this is fun. I mean, there was so much talk over the internet of people that I knew who were like, that's the most incredible app I've ever seen.
They'd never seen it before.
Yeah.
So I guess America is seeing this for the first time.
Yeah, exactly. The normals now know that you can do things like this on an iPad.
See, now they're not losing Loopy. They've already laid down the track, so now they're just singing.
Well, they're using it for the background.
I think Jimmy's impressive because he'll sit in there with a Billy Joel. You saw the thing he did with Springsteen. Where he'll actually sing a Springsteen song, and then Bruce comes up and sings it with him. I mean, there's a word for that. It begins with a B and ends with a Z, and he's got it.
He's got
Bazinga.
That ends with an A. Anyway, you get the idea. It was a wonderful moment.
If I had
the Roots,
if I had the Roots as my studio band, I wouldn't be using Loopy.
Well, all right, so since we're talking about Loopy, I went ahead and downloaded it.
It's a fun program. I can't get it to sound that good.
No, me either. In fact, I was trying to do a few of my layers, just sitting on my couch
Let's
by
hear
myself.
Some layers.
Well, I don't really want to.
You don't have no layers?
Well, I
got some layers.
I deleted everything because it was bad, you know?
What
would be a good song?
I don't know.
Well, I'll just do the same song. Okay.
Do the same song.
A wee ma wep, 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 a wee ma wep.
How do you know when to stop?
I don't know.
You just stop? Okay, let's hear it. By the way, there's no P in Weemaway, but okay. Now I'm hearing myself. Oh, you have to play yours back.
Did I not record?
Yeah, do it again.
Mother of...
Now you recorded that. Nice.
Stop!
Let's hear that loop.
Did I not record?
Yeah, do it again.
Mother of...
Now you recorded that. That's
nice.
Good. That's good. A wimma whip, a wimma whip, a wimma whip, a wimma whip.
We're a disaster.
Okay, I know Jimmy Fallon. I've worked with Jimmy Fallon. You are no.
Yeah, do it again.
Mother of.
Jimmy Fallon.
How do I? Oh, okay. Now I'm recording. Why is this so hard?
Now you recorded that. Nice.
Hello, Leo. This is gonna be a weird song.
Now you recorded that.
On Monday.
Nice. Can you modify those loops in any way?
This is gonna be a weird serve.
Now you recorded that.
Let me give you a baseline, okay?
Okay.
Shut up. Shut up.
Now you recorded that.
All right. So.
We got your so on there, by the way. And you barely got me.
Well, you're far. So.
Okay. Obviously, we have picked the wrong subject.
So. No, this is going to be good. It's going to be experimental.
Play them all now.
Right.
Pick the wrong subject.
Hello, Leo. This is going to be good. It's like a fever dream.
Now you recorded that. Oh, my God. That's horrible. I am having a bad dream.
There's too many of us.
I dreamt I was doing iPad today.
We just say the same thing over and over.
It's going to be a weird serve.
Now you were.
Anyway, okay. You get the idea. It's very easy to use.
That's perfect. That's a wrap. Lay it down.
It's good. Yeah.
Print it.
So you can. You can. That's the nice thing about it. If you, let's say so you've got a song. I'm doing this sideways, by the way. It's actually, you know, it's supposed to be in landscape mode. But you can go ahead and...
Why is it sideways? It looks fine.
Save the currents. It looks fine, but, I mean, some of the stuff just seems a little... you go ahead and say save. Then you've got this
session. That lion is no longer sleeping. It's dead.
Yeah, it's bad.
You
so I can go
lion.
Ahead and record multiple sessions, of course, and load them up and save them out. And if you have a really bad session, such as this one, you can go ahead and reset the session. You can look at a variety of your recordings. Obviously, this one is this yesterday's? Oh, it's the 24th. Oh, man, I forgot that I saved it. Let's see. Well, I didn't do a very good job. And then you can go ahead and copy it somewhere, save it to SoundCloud, transfer it, email it to somebody. I could email this to somebody and just, like, no subject line and just have them, you know, the concerned responses come in, like, what is that? Are you all right? Are you, you know, what's wrong with you? Anyway, so that's Loopy HD. Now, it's $9. So it's the sort of thing that,
I think Jimmy Fallon could afford it.
Well, Jimmy Fallon could afford
it.
But I'm sorry, that's not true. It's $4. And, you know, I swear, 50% off for a limited time.
They're
it says, the first thing it says in the app description is, as seen on The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon, on sale, 50% sale for a limited time. So I guess now's the time. If you're watching this live particularly, they do know.
They'll keep it on sale for a little while. That's good.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, it's a good time. So it is a music theme today.
As you might not have guessed.
If you haven't guessed by now, that's kind of what we're talking about. And the thing about music theme is it's such a broad term. It could be music creation, like something like Loopy. Mm-hmm. It could be listening to music, cloud-based services, all sorts of stuff. I mean, I know what my favorite music go-tos are, but what are some of yours?
Well, I have one here for you that is going to be even more exciting.
Okay.
Now that we know how to do it. this is called Music's Match. There's an X in it. Music's Match. Now, we're going to close this here, and I'm going to close this. Okay. So, what this does is it scans through all of your music. So, let me do that real quickly to see what you have. And by the way, this was something that I didn't do. Now, because I have all my songs on iTunes Match, it thought I had a lot of songs, thousands of songs, but they have to be downloaded. So, just so you know, make sure your songs are downloaded. I thought we'd do a little Alanis, because I know you.
Fan. Yeah, isn't it ironic, don't you think?
Yeah, you want to do that one?
Yeah, it's a bad song. Right. It's a pretty terrible song. I'm ready. I'm ready to be a part of that.
Was it Jagged Little Pill?
Yes.
Yeah, there we go.
There you go.
Oh, but it does. I don't know if I have that.
Well, this one's fine, too.
Now,
except that
she
does say something.
The lyrics, and then you can also turn off her lyrics and sing along.
Right.
So they're going to remove this.
Okay.
Now, I don't know how well this is going to work. We used to do this by flipping the polarity on the... Let's see. Headset required. Plug in your headset. I've got it plugged in.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Here. I did a pretty good job.
Well, but...
Want you
happy
to know
for you.
Happy.
I wish nothing but the best for you both.
You even do that little thing with you. That's
good. Another version of me. Is she broken
Let's stop
like
it right
me.
There. Stop. Okay.
Now what?
You can record that. I didn't.
So this is just a way, it's almost like karaoke?
Neat? Okay, well,
a
couple of things. It will give you lyrics to your songs as you're listening to them. So
that's kind of fun.
And it works just like the iTunes. It'll play in the background and everything. The free version has an ad at the bottom, but you could pay $4.99 a year and get rid of that. And so you can see what they're singing in the songs.
Yeah.
And you can.
That's helpful, especially for timing.
Yeah. So you can sync the. You can actually give him feedback on all this. So he's singing.
I feel like I'm pretty up on my rap, and I don't know this.
Andre.
Song.
Well, see, I'm a little ahead of you.
I see. Right.
It's hyphy. You know hyphy.
Sure.
So here's the key on this. It's got a little microphone up here, and my experience with removing lyrics is it's hit or miss, but this actually seems to do a pretty good job. Oh, it has to be downloaded. Let's pick a song that we have already downloaded. How about, I know you like Steely Dan.
I do. I don't know about the song Asia, but...
You don't like Asia?
It's okay.
Who doesn't like Asia? I will come
Steely
back
Dan
to
Steely Dan is a weird band,
all right,
you know?
So, same thing. It's got the lyrics. It shows a nice little album art while we're listening. And now I'm going to press remove the lyrics.
Okay. Okay.
So it goes through, it processes the song. Let's see how well it does this. I'm very curious.
Okay.
Because not all songs are, but apparently it did quite well on the Alanis Morissette. So the idea that you could then take a song that you like and turn any song into karaoke, I think, is a kind of a neat idea. I don't know what that's, that is just, so that's the music, so I guess so I know what I'm doing. Here we go, are you, pretty soon there. They play long intros.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't have picked this song.
Well, it's supposed to be realistic.
So you can kind of hear it in the background?
A little bit.
But when you're singing along, that's fine.
It's kind of like when somebody's supposed to be performing live on Saturday Night Live, but they have that backup track just a little bit to fill it in.
Just a little
just
echo.
Just a little something-something, so you know where you are.
So this is an example of this. It can be used to play any of your songs. You can see the lyrics as it's playing, which I like, but you can also remove the singer and sing along to it. So it's karaoke, it's lyric player. It's all of this. And I think this is pretty nice.
Karaoke.
So, how do you say that? Karaoke?
Well, I don't.
It's not spelled karaoke.
Karaoke. I haven't done a karaoke session in a while, besides this fine program.
So, the good news is you can try this for free. The bad news is, as you saw, you need to pay for it to get rid of the ads, and, frankly, it won't even let you sing much of the song without buying a pass. The pass is daily for $1.99, bad deal. Weekly for $3.99, monthly pass $14.99. That's kind of annoying. Or you can get the premium version. And
This is for like serious songsters who really want to.
It's a pretty good karaoke machine.
Yeah.
And we've shown these before, but this one uses your music, does a fairly decent job of removing the lyrics from it, which is not an easy thing to do.
There's often, I don't know exactly how far the capabilities go, but it's like, I often feel like I want that. Or I'd be like, this is such a great song. I wish I could strip out the lyrics and just have the music part.
Yeah.
I don't know what am I going to do with it, but I don't know. Hey, so I mentioned streaming services, and I was going to talk about Ardio, which we can talk about in a second.
That's your favorite,
It's my streaming service. It's Ardio versus Spotify. Spotify is the much more well-known.
It's more than Ardio versus Spotify, young lady.
Well, go ahead, that's true.
Show yours and I'll show mine.
Well, what I was going to do was talk a little bit about iTunes Radio, which is a forgotten player in the game.
Apple's going to, I'm told, take it out of iTunes. It's one of the reasons people aren't aware of it is they open, their iTunes or their music player, and there it is. If they make it a standalone, as they did with the podcast app, they're hoping people will discover it. Because, it's a great deal, and it's good music.
Here's the problem that I have with iTunes Radio, and actually there's some news this morning. This is my music app. This is the very small amount of stuff that I actually have locally on my computer or on my iPad. But here down at the bottom, you've got your little tabs, and if you click on radio, this is iTunes Radio, and it's less of a streaming service because you don't really choose what's coming up next, but you choose an artist station, and it will play...
Collections
of songs. It's like Pandora. Where it's okay, this is the theme that you're in the mood for. So I kind of go let's start listening. And then it says, here's some featured stations.
And notice this. One of them is Talk. It's NPR.
And that's brand new as of this morning.
Which is great. Now you can listen to NPR on iTunes Radio.
In an enduring way, is in a poor form. So you actually have to work in
more fundamental
forms of
exercise. So this is kind of neat because it's as if...
To sharpen the way the brain is represented.
Normally, they don't have real radio stations in here like they do on iTunes.
But it's kind of neat because when you, for example, there's the NPR standalone app, which I love, and you can go ahead and put together a playlist and listen to stuff. But it's also kind of neat if you think to yourself, I just want to hear a variety of NPR programs that are at varying lengths. Sometimes
you can't
control
it, but can you reject it? Can you thumbs down and go to the next one?
Yes.
Okay.
You can.
Pandora style.
Yeah. That's a good question.
Your website for, say, a trial.
You can just
thumbs down whatever that is. NPR's living up to its reputation.
It's live right now, so there's nothing we can actually do about this. Live radio station.
But if I say, and by the way, look at the featured stations. This is another way they're really trying to improve this. One Hit Wonders. I like this. Guest DJ The Muppets.
Hi-ho, Kermit the Frog here with a whole bunch of songs that I love. Now,
I can't listen to it because that's the new Kermit voice, and it's very upsetting.
It doesn't sound like Jim Henson, does it?
Ruining my childhood. Couldn't they get anybody who sounded a little bit more like Jim Henson?
I could do a better Kermit.
So let's say if I wanted to... I want to make a new station, right? So it's like, what am I in the mood for? Electronic, that's kind of my thing. And do I want, like, chill out or, like, experimental or... I don't even know what I want, really. Let's just go with Best of 2013. This is, like,
This is... I got to say, I should pay more attention to this.
Yeah.
It. Do you pay for it?
No.
It's free?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I really should pay more attention to this because especially the featured stations, you don't have to make your own stations. And they have some really great featured stations here.
They do.
Did you see 20 Feet from Stardom? What a great movie that is.
I don't know that movie.
It's a documentary.
Uh-huh.
I think it was nominated for an Oscar. I can't remember. I think it won. Best documentary about the backup singers. And so this is going to be those great backup voices.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And this is funny because this is one of the songs in the movies. And they're not talking about the Righteous Brothers who recorded this. They're talking about the people in the background who sang, frankly, better than any of the people in the foreground.
Right. Well, wasn't that what the movie Dreamgirls was about?
Yeah.
Kind of?
Sort of. Well, that was more about the Supremes.
But same idea, right, where you've got, like, the more talented person who's not always
20 Feet from Stardom. Watch it. It's a great movie.
I will. 20 Feet from Stardom. The only thing I will say about iTunes Radio is, so I like my hip-hop music. And I thought to myself the other day, all right, well, I'm not going to go to Pandora. I'm going to go to iTunes Radio, and I'll just do it that way, and I'll discover some new artists. And I don't know if it's just hip-hop or what.
Now I know why it's free.
Why?
Go ahead. Finish your thought.
Because they strip out all the cussing, and they give me, like, weird radio
edits.
It's
not explicit. Yeah.
And it's like, I mean,
well, that makes
that's
sense.
The whole point. Does it?
Yeah.
RDO doesn't do that to me.
No,
Pandora
that's real
doesn't
music.
Do that to
this
me.
This is Apple.
Yeah, but that's annoying.
And they
Don't give me some G-rated version of a song that I can handle.
Look, Pepsi is sponsored your channel. And what do you get when you watch the Pepsi channel? Oh, look. An ad for Pepsi before you can listen to the music. So I suspect this is Apple's plan is to monetize with ads.
Well, if you pay for iTunes Match, the stuff goes away.
It does. Okay.
Yeah.
I do.
Well, so
and
you
I'm still seeing it.
Oh, really? Oh, well, maybe it's just some special station thing. I do think iTunes Radio is a really nice product. I know that the rumor is that in iOS 8, it will be a standalone app to give it more front and center status where it can, you know, it's not sort of buried in the music app and you maybe don't know it's there.
Oh, this
and
is
I think
good.
That's a good call. I think that's
Britney
a good
Spears.
Idea.
So this is typical Apple. They cut out the bad word. Work dank USA club mix.
Wait.
Party in France.
You better work. I can't handle that. I can't.
Typical.
You let
All right.
me make my decision.
I got
decisions.
One like RDO.
Explicit, please. Yes.
This is my favorite. I've mentioned this before.
All right.
This does not yet have an iPad app. It's iPhone only. It's Google Play Music. And the beauty of this is it's everything. So first of all, much like iTunes, this is your library is on here. And one of the things that's nice about this is this is my library from my desktop. You can put the Google Play Music. I think it's $10 a month, just like RDO and all the others and Spotify. But you put the Google Play Music plugin on your desktop, it uploads all your songs. So this is my library, the stuff I own. But then because you're paying the $10 a month, you can listen to anything, and it has radio. And it's very much like Pandora, but because you're paying for it again, you can do the skip, unlimited skips and all of that, thumbs down, thumbs ups and all of that. So I think if you love music, there are a lot of choices now.
Mm-hmm.
But if you already have a music collection.
Right.
Amazon or Google Play Radio are, I think, that are could two better choices because your entire collection is then uploaded to those services.
Yes.
Backed up, much like iTunes backs up your stuff. Mm-hmm. But I have more than iTunes music. Plus, you get the radio. Plus, you get the entire 10 million song collection of stuff. So I feel like this is a good choice for people who like music. Amazon has a very similar app, but Google Play has the radio, which I think. And then the Explorer means you can see stuff that you don't own, you know?
Yeah.
And featured playlists, you know, and so forth. So I think there is a certain amount of similarity. To what iTunes is doing with theirs. But I happen to be kind of a fan. You do get invested, you know. You get invested in the iTunes music store. Then you have an investment in Apple's ecosystem. Google and Amazon, same thing. Although all of my iTunes music also shows up on the Google and Amazon Play.
Now, hold everything, because some people in chat are saying that I can turn on explicit in my iTunes radio. Which would make a lot of sense.
You were playing the namby-pamby versions.
Well, where's my...
Turn on the B word.
I don't know. Where are my
settings? Button on the top right.
Top right? Is it I?
Allow explicit tracks.
Well, there you go. That changes everything.
Now
I'm sorry,
filthy.
iTunes Radio. That was unfair of me.
And that makes sense that the default would be
Well, you know what? Maybe it does, but that wasn't something that... Yeah, I'm not going to hit an eye and think that I can turn on some
F-bombs. Isn't it? I'm going to turn on my F-bombs, too.
Somebody in the chat said, Thayer should do her homework. Well, why should I when you do it for me?
Uh-huh.
It's a group effort.
Now, let's go back to... I want to go back now to my Britney Spears. They still says, mm-mm. Maybe I have to start over. Let's start over.
Well, you hit the eye.
With the dank. I did hit the eye.
Oh, you did.
Allow explicit tracks.
All right.
I'd have to go back to the beginning to hear the B word.
Yeah, kind of.
That is not her body, by the way.
That's not even her.
That's her.
Oh, it is?
Look at her face.
No, that's not her.
That's her.
That's not. It's not Britney Spears.
It's amazing what they can do with Photoshop.
No, it's called Ultra... Dance 15. It's, like, that's not Britney Spears. That's just like...
You think that's some woman named Ultra Dance?
Well, it's a collection of dance music.
It's Britney.
No, it isn't. It's not her.
Next track. Future plus Miley Cyrus.
Oh, boy.
These are all like mixes.
So, just really quickly, I know that I'm always... Ooh, DJ Snake.
And Lil Lion.
That's how you know it's good.
Turn down what?
I always have to talk about RDO just because I like it so much. But it's not even... It's RDO, Spotify, it's what's the,
Beats?
Mog.
Mog is acquired by Beats, so it's now going to be Beats.
That's right. There's Beats. There are a variety of streaming services.
There's
and
a ton
I don't,
of them.
I don't really think RDO is the best. That's
yes,
just
you
the
do.
One that I use.
You've said that again and again.
Well, I realize that other people can enjoy the same music with another service.
It is pretty much the same music.
Yeah, it's all pretty much the same. But I have to tell you, today's Monday, so it's not as exciting. But every Tuesday is when the new albums get released. So instead of me spending a bunch of money on albums that I might or might not like, or listening to 30-second little clips and going like, oh, I think I want this. Do I really want to spend, $10? What I do is, it always defaults to heavy rotation when you open up the app, but you've got heavy rotation, recent activity for my friends, what's at the top of the charts, that's all like top 40 stuff. But then new releases is like YG, Tyco, War on Drugs, Skrillex, great album. And so every Tuesday is a bunch of new albums, most of the time from artists that I'm not familiar with. I mean, I don't know, well...
You know Calvin Harris?
Sisyphus. I don't know Sisyphus. I do know Calvin Harris, but I don't know King's Kaleidoscope.
Do you know the Muffin Man?
Well, now I do.
He
Onyx.
Lives in Drury Lane.
Yeah, Carmen. Oh, God, Carmen's still around. Jeez, I don't like that band. Dirty Vegas. Anyway, so this is... I have never discovered so much new music or listened to albums from beginning to end as I have since streaming music came along. It's 100% gotten me to love music again. I mean, I listened to albums from beginning to end. I was never doing that for years. Once the MP3 revolution happened, you're just sort of picking and choosing and downloading single tracks. So it's almost like brought me back to
I'm with you.
A love for music that we all used to have.
Yeah.
Which is pretty great.
Yeah, and I think probably the idea of uploading your music collection with iTunes Match or Google or Amazon is old-fashioned soon. Uh-huh. It's only because I come from that earlier era where I downloaded everything on Napster and I still have it.
Sure.
But now that Napster is legal...
The last time I moved, which was just a couple months ago, I finally threw out all my burned Napster discs that were like floating around in these weird albums, of discs in my car trunk.
We could. It's so great. Can't we just throw it all away?
Sharpie was like Mega Mix 1998, and it's like I don't know what's going to be sad anymore. What?
When we retire, we're living on Alpo. We don't have the $10 a month to pay for this.
Living on Alpo.
Like or whatever,
dog
food? Yeah, because we're poor.
Because
we didn't plan for the future.
Sure.
We don't have a retirement plan.
Yeah.
Then we can't afford the $10. We'll have no music. You'll say, I wish I still had that those discs in my trunk.
You'll have your memories.
I'll have memories of music.
I don't like physical. Like, I just, I'm done with it. I'm done. Let's go cloud.
It's not.
Let's virtualize.
Unreasonable, though.
No.
To point out that that music is only yours as long as you continue to pay them $10 a month.
Correct.
Each and every month.
And at any point, if there's some sort of a dispute between the artist or recording company and that, you know, it's you don't get anything. You're basically renting the music. Mm-hmm. You're leasing mm-hmm. that music, mm-hmm. Not forever, and it doesn't actually belong to you.
However, it's so much more convenient that
it is convenient.
I'm just going to have
It's convenient unless you're one of those people who likes to have everything locally, and I just don't.
Somebody said, well, you can always listen to the radio over the air. Will radio be around when we retire in 70 or 80 years? I don't know.
You're going to retire in 70 to 80 years?
I'm hoping.
Wow.
I want to keep on
Well,
going.
This is going to be fun. Boy. Can you imagine us do iPad today in 70, 80 years? It's like iPads are now some, like, weird little thing that's inside our brains.
What will be it? It'll be amazing.
We'll talk about this. Like, it was a slab, and it was made of metal and glass.
But I've been doing this long enough that if I could remember, you know, what it was like in the early days of my career, this would have been mind-boggling that we could, on something like this, through the air, listen to every, virtually almost every song recorded.
Doesn't make any
10
sense.
Million songs.
I think about it all the time.
Mind-boggling.
Yeah. Or think about, like, if you were trying to explain this to somebody, and, like, you know, I was thinking Back to the Future, you know, when it goes into the barn, and the people are like, oh, my God, it's an astronaut. If you were to show this to somebody, it's just like, you can't, there's so much.
It's amazing.
There's so much happening in between. Anyway, yeah, it's just, life is crazy. So, Leo, I'm hungry. Mm-hmm. What do I do?
I think it's snack time. Do not, whatever you do, go to that machine in the back there and pump in your quarters when you could have a delicious, nutritious Nature Box snack. These are all designed by nutritionists. We're looking
around. I showed to you, but I ate it all.
I think this the day that I had dreaded all my life has finally come.
We've eaten all the nature
box. We ate all the nature box.
Well, but you get more.
Yeah, every month I get more, but it's not, you know, here we are on the 24th, and
we
I got
ate
a whole
all the
week
box.
Before I'm going to get more nature boxes. Every month you get it, you can get a 3 or 6 or 12-month subscription to fabulous snacks delivered right to your door, free delivery in the United States, all with zero trans fats, zero high fructose corn syrup, nothing artificial. You can even pick your Nature Box to meet dietary needs, vegan, soy-free, gluten-conscious, lactose, nut-free, non-GMO. And, you know, they're all, I think, very innovative, very tasty. The other day I was eating those pumpkin seeds, the delicious sweetened pumpkin seeds. Look, there's 3 bags left.
They've been hiding them from us. Liz was like, all right.
Out of the box.
Fancy dried figs? I've never
no,
even...
No, give me those.
No.
Those are good.
Mm-mm.
Chili lime pistachios. I'm surprised there are any of those left. And the Fuji apples.
Now, I've never
fabulous.
Even seen the fig. Whoa.
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 Hello.
That
fig
is
time.
A fig. I love dried figs. Mm. So you can pick what's in your box, or you could do what we did is get an assortment so you could try the different ones. Nature Box will cut 50% off your first box if you visit naturebox.com/twit. So if you're skeptical, I don't know why you would be. We've been living on these things. Go ahead, naturebox.com/twit for some delicious, healthy snacks.
Yeah, I will warn you that they're very good, and you're going to have to pace yourself. However, you don't have the guilt associated with going nuts because this stuff is good for you.
This ain't no candy bar from the machine down the
This ain't no
hall there.
Candy rodeo.
Mm-mm.
You cowboy.
This ain't no disco.
Caballero.
Mm-mm.
So
naturebox.com/twit. Try it.
Try it. And then let us know which one you like best. Because I'm going to go with the cherry granola.
Ganache.
Cola cluster things.
Oh, not cola.
Cocoa.
Granola. It's ganache.
No, but it's cocoa.
That's what ganache is. It's cocoa-covered granola with dried cherries.
Fancy French. Ganache. Ganache. There's no cola in the granola.
There's no cola.
Just don't do that.
If it were, it'd be healthy.
That's
cola.
A bad idea. Mm-hmm. So Apple has reintroduced their 4th-gen iPad 16-gigabyte model starting at $400.
Killing the iPad 2.
And effectively killing that 30-pin connector because the iPad 2
that's
still
the last
had that.
One.
That's it.
End of the line, buddy boy.
Discontinued iPad 2. That's
you
not really
me?
Surprised
here's
anybody.
Here's the list now. They're only coming in 16 gigs. If you want more storage than 16, and 16 is barely enough, you have to get the older ones. The iPad 4 At least they have the cellular availability. Now, the other thing is these are all Retina. Now, every iPad except that old Mini is now Retina, which is good. I think they're just making the line. They're moving it up, which developers want, because developers want to know that you have enough horsepower to run their programs and so forth.
Of course.
They don't want to have to say, this program's for everybody but you, you iPad 2 users, you.
Well, remember when we got the new Retina Mini, is that right?
Love that. I play with that every day.
Mm-hmm. And the iPad Air. They kept the iPad 2 alive, and we sort of went, that's weird. Okay. It never really made any sense back in October, whenever that was.
I think it was for school. We talked about this for schools, or you know, if you'd invested in a big box of 30-pin connector chargers and stuff. Although you can get adapters
people
now.
People some chance to get a little bit more mileage and get some inventory sold.
We rarely recognize it, but there is still one 30-pin device in the Apple lineup that they sell, and it's the 4S. The iPhone 4S.
Right.
It's the last one.
Right.
But that'll be gone soon. I think this is the writing on the wall for that.
If you're looking for a new iPod.
Oh, Jeff Needles says the iPod Classic. I can't believe they still sell that, and I bought one because I just wanted 128 gigs of storage.
It is kind of it's a big old iPod.
But it's got a 30-pin. You know, it's good for a car. I keep it in my car because my car has a 30-pin connector.
Oh, there you go.
And so that's what I use as my music jukebox. Now, there's an example of 30 years ago, if I thought, I have this little device in my car, every record I've ever owned.
Your new Audi has a 30-pin connector?
Yeah, that's a little odd, isn't it?
My car has that, too, so it doesn't work with my iPhone. I have to use...
the way Audi does it, which I guess is okay, they have a proprietary cable, and then you can buy different cables, so it works best with a 30-pin. That's how it can actually see what's on the on the iPod. But... they have you can buy, and I did, micro USB. And
that's what I use.
Lightning.
Yeah.
So I could charge, but it doesn't do the smart. But I think that's as much Apple as anything else that they haven't put the smarts in that.
Well, with CarPlay.
Can't wait.
I don't know what it's going to be like, but it sounds good.
Yep.
Anything's got to be better than the janky way that I'm connecting now. It actually works pretty well for the most part. There's an interesting article over the weekend over at Fortune. And it was about the iPad replacement cycle and how no matter how badly Apple wants it to seem like the iPhone replacement cycle, where you've got contracts and people are pretty much upgrading a phone, not once a year, but most of the time, once every couple of years, because their contracts run out and you want the latest and the greatest and the iPhones are always getting better, that the iPad just, there is not that sense of urgency. Or the contracts, for the most part, because so many people don't have cellular contracts and that sort of thing. So that Apple is kind of in that situation where they're going to have to convince the public over and over that it's okay if they don't sell as many iPads over time, because people end up, you know, you got an iPad Air, it's going to last
saturation.
You a while.
Yeah.
I don't need a new one later this year.
Yeah.
I mean, for the show, maybe. Well, I don't know if there's something fancy, an iPad that rolls up like a fruit roll-up, I'll buy one. But
that's because these are more like computers than they are like mobile phones.
Exactly.
I mean, your computer, you didn't upgrade every 2 years either. It was fine. In fact, there's really not a lot of reason. Apple kind of forces this a little bit because of the new operating system, iOS 7, doesn't work on older iPads. And then, so that's the first thing Apple does. And you can say, well, that's reasonable. You know, it doesn't run well on an older iPad. And then applications start coming out that require iOS 7. And so what happens is there is this pressure to upgrade. And I think it's pretty artificial. I mean, it's not like the newer iPads have significantly different abilities than the older iPads.
So, right.
But that's how Apple's going to do it. When iOS 8 comes out, they'll cut off the older iPads.
Mm-hmm.
And then app developers will say, well, we need those features in iOS 8, so you won't work. They even do it through iTunes. They say, they make you upgrade your computer. Because you have to have the latest iTunes, and you can't run the latest iTunes unless you have the latest OS X, and you can't run the latest OS X on the older hardware. So there are ways that Apple can nudge this along, and I think they're doing that.
Yeah. Well, I've got some good news, but I don't know when the good news will come. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Flappy Bird is coming back to the App Store.
I saw that.
The app developer, Dong Nguyen.
Is that good news, Ray?
Well, I don't know. I think it's good news for anybody who was like, hey, I want to get that Flappy Bird, darn it. It was pulled before I got on the bandwagon.
Is anybody saying that?
Somebody said on Twitter, they tweeted at Mr. Nguyen directly, are you going to put Flappy Bird back on the app store?
The guy's name is Painful Pac-Man.
Painful Pac-Man, two L's. And the response was yes, but not soon. What is with this guy?
Mystery of Dong Nguyen, it was actually good. Did you see the Rolling Stone tracked him down?
Oh, yeah.
Had a great interview with him. He's living at home with his family.
Yeah.
It is none of the things that we thought. He's not being sued by Electronic Arts. It's not...
He just couldn't deal with it.
He literally, really just was kind of thrown by the addiction that people had with
yes.
it. And taken at face value. It was exactly as he said it was. He pulled back. Still making plenty of money. But still living at home. I think it's a very interesting story. If you haven't read that Rolling Stones interview with Dong Nguyen, it's well worth reading.
And in our iPad Today email box, iPadToday@twit.tv, it has not ceased. The people who write us and say, if you liked Flappy Bird, you should try Flappy Ants or Floppy
no,
Birds.
I didn't like Flappy Bird.
But it's like the
they made me play it.
It's Flappy Bird 4. Giraffes.
You know what the new
Flappy
Bird?
It's still crazy.
Flappy Bird is?
Oh, no, I don't.
Yeah, well, get ready. It's 2048. Now, you've probably seen Threes. We talked about it. I think
yes.
it was an app cap.
Yes.
Well, Kevin Marks on This Week in Google introduced me to 2048. This was originally a web game, and there are many, many, many ports. I am not going to allow notifications. There are many, many ports of this. Let me move this back a little bit so you can see it. On the app store. This is one that I really like. The whole idea, just like Threes, is you're combining numbers to double up, right? And, of course, the gameplay is slightly different. In fact, Lisa, who's a master at Threes, says this ruined her Threes.
Why?
She can't play Threes anymore. Well, it's just, I guess, different enough that it screwed her up on Threes. You see, I'm combining similar like numbers to double them, and the goal is to reach 2048.
Okay.
Which she has already done. There's something about this style of game, it's Threes, I include Threes in that, that it's somehow, it's so simple, it becomes extremely, extraordinarily compelling, and you can't stop playing.
But this is fun. It's fun,
I think it's a great time, way to pass time, you see. But some people don't feel that way.
I don't understand. All right. I don't really understand the game, I don't think, yet.
You know, don't try to figure out the game.
You're basically
just play it.
You're pairing up numbers and
yeah.
not thinking about 20 or 48?
Well, you're trying to get to 2048.
Oh, my goodness. All right. They don't
always. And you get there by doubling it, right? Uh-huh. So each time I pair up two and two, it makes four.
So now
four.
What happens? You're screwed.
No. Oh, I beg to differ.
You're moving around.
Oh,
okay.
I beg
right.
to differ.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Sarah.
Well, I'm
bad
sorry.
Language lane.
Well.
Look at that.
Hey.
Did you think that was going to happen?
No.
I bet you didn't.
No.
Nope.
This is a surprise
unexpected.
To me. A real surprise.
Oh, I know. I
get four in a row and you feel really good about it?
Not really.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
You mean you do?
You've got a long way to go. I think you should think about what you're doing here.
There are
intelligent decisions.
There are on the web games that go that we. The longest one we found was 10 to the 63rd. 2 times 10 to the 63rd. It was several quintillion, 90 quintillion.
Wow.
And I think it would take more than a lifetime to get to that.
Ugh, that's just too much. All right, so 2048. I hadn't heard of it.
Yeah,
that's
well,
cool.
It's
a new one.
It will
it's
take,
better than
it
my
will
app
get,
cap.
It will get Flappy Bird out of your mind entirely.
Good.
It's
All right, so
Flappy Bird.
We don't have to wait for Flappy three. Bird because it's apparently not coming soon. He has to figure out our addiction issues first before he brings back that game.
Play 2048.
It's not really
free.
That addictive anyway. Oh, good. A free game.
And there
that's
are many
nice.
Of them.
Yeah.
But this is. I think this is the best one. It does have a little ad at the bottom.
Yeah,
let me tell
really
you the name
it,
of. Well, see, just 2048.
2048.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really like this game.
So we got a little question from Steve.
Yeah.
And Steve is he's a new iPad owner. He says, after watching your show, I made the jump and got a 32 gigabyte iPad Air mm-hmm. Wi-Fi. He says, I want to play games with my friends, but I find that many games require Facebook to access.
Very frequently.
He says, I'm a private person, though, and I don't like to share details of every facet of my life. I'm old school. And he says, is there any way to be able to play games like, say, Scrabble or other games with a small number of friends without former work colleagues and relatives and the rest of the world knowing what I'm up to? Also, is there any way of telling before downloading a game, free or pay, this type of privacy issue?
That's a great question.
I think that's a very good question, especially because when you download an app and let's say you pay $3 for it or, you know, something that's sort of typical of an iPad app, there is nothing that's set. Sometimes in the developer notes, if they've had enough backlash from people, they'll say, warning, this requires, you know, a Facebook login or something like that. But most of the time, you don't know until the app is yours.
Well, of course, this is why Apple created Game Center, is they wanted you to be able to do this without joining Facebook. So what I would do is look for games, and they will say this on the App Store. It'll say games supports Game Center. If it supports Game Center, you can match up with friends without having a Facebook account.
Correct.
The game may want you to have a Facebook account, but you don't have to match up with friends.
Yeah.
So stick with Game Center games would be one way to do it. Interestingly enough, Google, which has its own Google Play Games, has now made it iOS compatible as well. So there will be, you may feel that Google is an invasion of privacy. This may not be a great thing, but
yeah,
you can use that as well. You don't have to use Facebook. Some games you do. Zynga games, you got to have Facebook.
I think also, you know, Steve might be used to all these people saying, so-and-so played a game of Scrabble with their friend Jane. And a lot of that, when you, if you are to log in through Facebook, it'll say, oh, we'd like to, you know, pull information from your contact list, and you say okay, and it says we would like to publish to Facebook on your behalf. You don't have to agree to that.
You can say no to that.
You can say no. So
you can even say no after the fact. You can go into your Facebook settings and revoke those permissions.
Yes. So if you're just worried about these things every time you play a game starting to show up on your timeline, you do have control over that. Facebook isn't quite so evil.
it does sound like he has a Facebook account.
Yes.
So it's not that he doesn't have one, but he just wants to segregate the game.
Activity.
Yeah. And you know what? Candy Crush Saga, you're going to have to share it on Facebook. There's no way around it. And so don't play Candy Crush Saga. But that's not a, I don't think that's such a bad thing.
Right. You're going to end up spending a lot of money, and you're going to
look for games
stupid
that support Game Center, and make sure your game playing friends are on Game Center. If they're using iOS devices, they are. And then that way you won't have any trouble. You'll be able to play those games.
Hey, sir, are you excited about Microsoft Office finally coming to the iPad? Gabe passed along the latest article.
Tomorrow.
From Christian Science Monitor, in fact.
No, not tomorrow. Thursday.
Is it Thursday?
So everybody agrees.
27th. Yes.
Everybody agrees.
This is finally happening.
We know because Mary Jo Foley and Paul Theroux have both received invitations to an event. The first public event that the new CEO of Microsoft, Satya Nadella, will be leading in San Francisco this coming Thursday. We will cover it live, 10 a.m. Pacific. That's 1 p.m. Eastern time, 1700 UTC. Mike Elgin and company will be covering it. They did not say what they're announcing. They only said it's a cloud thing. But everybody's pretty much agreed there'll be two things. One, the long-awaited Office for iOS.
Yeah.
But also, they think that in conjunction with this, and I think they're probably they're right, Microsoft will show off Gemini. That's the code name for their touch-first version of Office for Windows, specifically for the new Windows modern UI. So, and I think the reason Microsoft will do that is they want to make sure Windows folks don't go, wait a minute, how can you do this for iOS and not give it to us?
Yeah.
So, and I also believe it's kind of joint development. So both versions come from the same code base.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure this is going to happen Thursday. Whether they'll offer it immediately, I don't know, but I suspect they will. They've been working on this, we know, for a long time.
I mean, we've been talking about this for, it seems like, ever.
See, to me, it's like, I don't care.
Me either, because I already have my workarounds.
I think Pages,
yeah,
which will read Office documents. Numbers will read Excel.
Google Docs.
A lot of people use Google Docs.
Yeah. Which isn't perfect, but it you know, it's right. It syncs fine between my iPad and my Mac.
What we don't know is how you're going to pay for it, but the strong suspicion is if you have an Office 365 account, that's the monthly or yearly subscription for Office, which I have.
Which is like what? It's like $64 a year?
Yeah, it varies depending on what version you're going to get. It's as little, I think, as they now have a $6 a month version, $64 a year. And then I have the Office 365 for Home, which is a little bit more expensive. It's still fairly affordable, a lot cheaper than going out and buying a box of Microsoft Office. If you already have that, the consensus seems to be that will get you Office on the iPad for free. Whether it will count against your five devices, I don't know. But it will get you a copy of it for free.
Yeah. Well, you know what I'm excited about?
What would that be?
Well, since I have, you know, Office coming to my iPad, then maybe I can get rid of that old janky device that I used to have to use to run Microsoft Office.
You mean your Surface tablet?
Right.
Yes, you can get rid of that
thing.
It's time to sell your old stuff and get the new stuff. At least get the cash for your old stuff at Gazelle. I love Gazelle, and Gazelle will buy your Surface. They'll buy your Nexus 7. Of course, they'll buy any Apple device, the iPhone, the iPad, the old iPods. They even buy MacBooks and Macintoshes. It is a great way to take an old gadget that's doing nothing but gathering dust in your kitchen drawer and get some actual cash money for it. Got an old iPhone 5? Want to step up to the iPhone 5S? Let's sell that iPhone 5. Get an offer. Wow, $140. That's a great deal. GAZELLE.com. Here's the best part. Those offers are good for 30 days. So if you go out and you get a quote right now, you don't have to take advantage of it for 30 days. You can wait and see if Office for the iPad comes out, for instance. That's a locked-in quote for 30 days. At the end of that time, if you decide you want to take advantage of it, or any time in the 30 days, you pull the trigger. They'll send you a shipping box with a prepaid shipping on anything worth more than a buck. You send it back. They turn it around fast. They'll even wipe your data if you forget. And then they'll send you a check or give you a PayPal credit. Or my suggestion, get the extra 5% with an Amazon gift card. If you buy stuff on Amazon, that's a really good deal. Gazelle.com. They've paid out more than $100 million now to over 700,000 customers, just like you. Free shipping, fast processing, gazelle.com. Don't waste a moment. Go out there and find out what that old stuff is worth. Like, you'll be amazed, really, when you get that number. It's amazing. Gazelle.com.
So we got an email from Dick, who has a question that we're not going to be able to answer. I already know this, but we are going to be able to empathize with you. So I thought that we could all just sort of be sad together.
I'll put on my empathy cap. I don't normally have empathy.
Yeah.
Or even, in fact, any understanding at all of other people's
suffering. Sociopathic people often don't.
Right. But I'll do it for you this
time. Right. Yeah. But, you know, you can pretend. They're always
I'm good at acting.
We sure, exactly.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, you seem like you care. No.
No.
Anyway, Dick says, can you take some iPad a day on airtime to explain how to search effectively for apps using the search function on the App Store app? I sometimes have difficulty finding apps by name. iOS suggestions are pretty bad. And I have to go to the app maker's website, mm-hmm. where then they have a direct link to their product in the App Store. It's time-consuming. It's frustrating. I thought that when App bought the very useful app called Chomp, things would get better. But apparently not.
No.
What is going on?
It's a constant source of frustration
what
for us.
What is happening?
Because we're often trying to find apps, and you can't find it. Now, I'm going to give you a couple of tips to make it easier for you. First of all, you did the right thing. I always Google it first. And if you know, say, 2048, say 2048 for the iPad.
Yeah.
And that's, I hate to say it, but that works pretty well. If you want to do it in the browser, I've done this several times with you. Mm-hmm. Apple has a short link. AppStore.com/, and then whatever follows the slash is the search in the App Store, and that'll pull up the browser, which will then pull up iTunes, and it'll download the app. So AppStore.com/, your search, and then the final advice is to be as explicit about the search as possible.
Right.
The more, that's why we often will give you, and you'll see it all the time in the App Store, longer names for the app, because the first word in the app is often not sufficient. I can't tell you how many times I've searched for an app that I know is in the store and cannot find it.
Sometimes my default search, because I'm always looking up stuff in the App Store, obviously, is whatever I think the app is called, and then I always add iTunes, which
there
I used
go.
To say, like, I would say, you know, 2048 iPad app. But that often will bring up news articles about the app, or sometimes the app's website, which is not the wrong place to be, but I just want to go straight to the App Store link. But if you add iTunes and it's the name of the app, most of the time, almost always it's the first result. So that's helpful for me. But the appstore.com/, that's a good trick also. And I think sometimes, let's say I'm trying to think of an app name that's like really popular, you know, Facebook Paper or whatever. There's all sorts of things that have the name paper in it. It can get confusing. And yeah, the more that you can add into your search string that includes the company behind, obviously Facebook's really well known, but maybe there's the developer is like...
Here's a paper is a very good example.
Rovio or something.
Because if you search just for paper, you'll find Paper Toss, Paper by 53.
Right, right.
The Facebook app, well, okay, this is another tip. It's an iPhone only app. So I often have fall for this. You got to remember to select iPhone only. You're still going to get a lot of apps that you didn't want, but that's one tip. And notice Facebook knows this, so that's why they say paper dash stories from Facebook.
Right.
So the more of that you can include in your search, the more likely you'll find what
you're
looking for.
So these are all tips, but it's
broken.
Yeah, it's a problem. And why is Apple, why would they buy a pretty cool service like Chomp and just seem to not use it at all? Because it was a competitor?
Remind me, Chomp's strength was it was for finding apps.
Correct.
Similar to other apps of yours?
Well, Chomp put together its own categorization.
Yeah, it was an app discovery tool.
App discovery. So it's like they just had a better way of putting together the productivity suite of apps. And they had really good rankings. So if something was suggested by Chomp, you could pretty much know that it was going to be a good app and not some junky thing that had a bunch of ads. It was great. I loved Chomp while it was around. And Chomp Apple bought Chomp, like 2 years ago now? It's been a while.
I'm sure Apple knows how bad their search is. I don't know why they haven't fixed it. I mean, we've been complaining about this for as long as iTunes Store has been around.
Right, yeah. Do something, Apple. Just do something.
Fix it.
All right, we got a voicemail from Joel, who lives in New Orleans, it actually sort of plays into our earlier conversation about iPads and what the future holds. He would like us to look into our crystal balls.
Hi, Leo. Hi, Sarah. I've been wanting to ask a question. Okay. And through all the generations of the iPad, they've gotten a little bigger or a little smaller or a little lighter or whatnot. But what do you think the next real breakthrough will be? What will the next true next generation of either iPad or even tablets be? What's the next quantum leap that they can take?
That's interesting.
Thanks a lot.
Because this is a problem Apple is asking every single day. Remember that thing we talked about earlier? How does Apple get you to upgrade?
Yeah.
Well, one way is to have a massive leap forward that you go, oh, I've got to get the virtual reality glasses iPad.
Right.
Or the brain implant iPad because I don't want to be left behind. Then the problem Apple has, and actually everybody now making mobile devices has, mm-hmm. is it's a fairly mature industry, and it isn't. I don't think there is a place where you could really have an explosive growth. I think voice recognition is going to be bigger and bigger. The ability to talk. I would love to be able to, as I can now with my Moto X, say, "Okay, iPad," and have it do stuff for me. And the more it can do, the better, including making reservations,
sure.
adding calendar. Siri's good, but it doesn't. It needs to be more automatic, more touchless.
Yeah, but that's on the software side, and I agree
with
you.
It's not quantum, I admit.
It's not quantum, and that's why it's like whenever I try to think of, because I'm sometimes just bad about predicting like what computers and our lives are going to be like in 10 years. It's like
we're all bad at it because
because it's
a paradigm shift. Anytime something new happens, it's such a leap that it's often unpredictable.
So I think, okay, what do I not like about this? And I'm so used to it that I'm like, I don't know, I like it. The form factor is fine. Is it going to be like...
it's pretty close to perfect.
Can you roll it up? Can you put it in your pocket? Can you make it smaller?
Up is a good one. Like that.
It's a good one.
I think we're headed towards that. Flexible screens.
Yeah.
The electronics get smaller. You can roll it all up, put it in your pocket. Does that make a huge difference?
Kind of. I mean, it makes the portability a whole different ballgame. Because right now, it's like, you can talk about curved screens, and we're seeing that certainly with mobile devices. But then that gets confusing for anybody who's used to a very thin, light device. You know, the curved screen has some pluses, you know, looking at it from an angle. But almost makes it bulkier at times. I don't know.
There's always going to be evolutionary changes. Add speed, add phone service, perhaps. Make it smaller, make it lighter. Those we can predict and expect because of Moore's Law. We know that's going to happen. It's the unexpected quantum leap you described. It's very hard to predict because it is unexpected. It's hard to know where it would go. And
an eye scarf, says Bevo in chat.
I think wearables is the next big thing.
Yeah,
we haven't figured it out at all. We're so early days that it's really not a desirable thing yet. But at some point, the idea that this will become more incorporated into your person, and it won't be something you carry around, but something you wear, or you are.
I want
you get the little gun and you shoot it right into my cerebral cortex.
But that doesn't replace, you know what I mean? It's like you can't play Loopy HD the way that you can with your hands if there's some sort of implant in your brain.
I won't need my hands.
But
I'll just think it.
But
left, right, left.
But using your hands can be fun because you're building stuff. I don't know, Joel. What's that?
Well, it's Flappy Bird's revenge. It's the revenge of the pipes.
Oh, right. It's like Bad Piggies.
Yeah.
It's the Bad Piggies of Flappy Birds.
But avoid the blackbirds at all costs.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, get all those birds. This is good.
It is. Oh, good one. Very good. We got an email from Becky. Becky from chat. Hello, Becky. She says, now this is actually an issue that I didn't even know existed because I'm not much of a wallpaper changer.
No, you prefer to paint.
No, I just, right.
Oh.
Yeah, I like to. I mean, my wallpaper is the same wallpaper that this iPad came with.
Yeah, you haven't changed it. I have. I like,
yeah,
I have this nice.
You take it more seriously.
Background wall. In fact, this is one of my app caps, was this wallpaper pack.
Becky says, can you discuss the problem of using photos as wallpaper? Ever since iOS 7 and the 7.1 updates, resizing photos for use as wallpaper is impossible unless you use a third-party app.
Oh, that's interesting.
She says, I've tried Wallax, which I'm just hurrying for the first time. Doesn't work very well. It was so easy to resize any photo in iOS 6 in the settings and then use it as wallpaper. I understand Leo's keyboard frustration because this wallpaper problem is my frustration.
All right, well, let me take a picture. Let's say...
Now I'm interested.
I want to make Sarah Lane my wallpaper.
Oh, God.
I don't know. This seems to be working pretty well if I wanted to make that my wallpaper.
Yeah.
I'm going to set that to my home screen, and let's just see if my home screen is now your toothy smile. It is. So I'm not sure what her frustration is. That was in the settings, taking it directly from my photo stream. Here's a picture of my dog, Ozzy. Now, maybe your photos aren't large enough that you can, I don't know, maybe there's not enough material. That's a pretty good home screen. That's terrifying. Have you had any trouble doing this?
Well, I'm going to try for the first time.
Yeah.
Because this is just, again, not something that I do very often. Move and scale.
I now have, that's wonderful.
Yeah, it's working out okay. God, this is my old house.
But there's the football game, and you can make that be. I like my wallpaper myself.
I'm not going to set that as my home screen.
Her eyes follow you as you move around.
Whose? Oh, look at me. Look at that old bag.
It's scary.
I don't know, Becky. I think we solved your problem. Oh, she says resize it to the actual picture. That's what she wants.
Oh, well, it can't because the aspect ratio is different. Or is it? I don't know.
But she says it didn't used to be a problem in iOS 6. I see what you're saying. So this photo of me, right, with cutting my hair, it's a big picture. And if I say, let's make this my wallpaper.
Oh, I know what's going on. It's for the parallax.
It's
for the parallax. So it keeps, I understand. So this is the actual full-size picture of this. I can't use it all.
Right.
But that's because it's saving some of this for the parallax effect. So it has to keep something on the edge so that when you turn it...
So if you turn parallax off,
maybe that'll help. I don't know. I think it just does it that way no matter what. Because what if you did that, then you turn it back on, and then there would be gray stuff on the
side.
That's what
Apple says, you want to fill up the screen.
Yeah.
Trust us. That's what you want. And Becky's like, no, I don't.
Now, Haganah Jones has a link to an iMore article on wallpaper issues in iOS 7 and how to fix them.
At
iMore.com. So we're going to point you to that. iMore, that's Renee Ritchie's great site.
Yeah.
Often has a lot of great how-to tips, and they're very good at finding these frustrations. So, Becky, you might want to check that. So you don't think that's a good wallpaper?
The one of you? No, it's nice. You look sort of like something that I would see under a microscope.
It looks snail-like, doesn't it?
It's a microbial slimy type of a creature.
How about Father Robert Ballester in a life jacket?
He kind of looks like a life preserver, doesn't it? And he says, I'm going to squish you like a
little
bug.
I have these wonderful wallpapers. I should probably use them.
Yeah.
This was a pick. I don't remember where I got it, but I purchased these and they were great. And I really
why not use them?
Yeah.
They're beautiful.
That's my lock screen.
Oh, yeah. That's a nice one.
Yeah. And these are designed with parallax with the side scrolling in mind. So they give you a little extra. And this was my test.
Oh, that should be my lock screen. My little
kitties. Let me see.
My little kitties.
Oh, Lord. I hate that picture.
What are you talking about?
Well, it looks like the cats are blending into one another. There's something missing.
See, look.
The cat demarcation is
Lucy is clearly behind Sam. They're looking at me with fear in their eyes.
It looks like a two-headed cat.
Oh, my God. There's a spider on the floor.
Really?
Yes, right there. See, it's crawling on the... I can't look.
Come here, little guy. Whoa. All right. He's ready.
Tommy's gone.
He's gone.
Okay.
He ran into your chair.
Oh, sorry, I just don't.
That was cute.
I can't.
I like it when girls do that. It shows why you're still the weaker sex.
Right. Yes. Barefoot and in the kitchen.
Lisa's
going to
come out here
spiders.
And stomp on it.
It just gives me the willies, and I don't know why. I would never.
Abby's like that, too.
Dad, come in here. There's a giant spider. It's this big.
It's like I need to take a shower.
There's a giant spider.
Yeah, you know where there aren't any. No, that's not true, actually. I was about to say Hawaii, but that's snakes.
You have arachnophobia.
A little bit, yeah.
What is it? Is it the legs?
Uh-huh.
The eight legs?
Sometimes there's hair, and I'm like, I just can't. Hmm. I can't deal with hairy spiders. Luckily, in San Francisco, there aren't really that many. So I don't get them very often, but when I do, it's not good. Throwing shoes at them because I can't get close.
We'll get the spider catcher out to catch all the spiders.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
He brings them to a field in the backwoods.
So Anthony passed along an article, a lot of people did actually, that the world's first Apple computer retailer, did you read about this, is going to shutter?
Minnesota?
Minneapolis. Yeah. On March 30th. And it's called First Tech, and it's kind of an interesting story, really. I mean, they started reselling the very first Apple stuff in the late 70s.
It's amazing they're still around because Apple has been so mean to the resellers. I have a good friend who ran the best-known reseller in San Francisco, Mac Adam, for years. He went out of business years ago, and he said, I just can't compete because Apple doesn't give me the products as fast as they give it to their own stores. They don't give me the discounts that they give their own stores, so I just can't compete. You know, a lot of people like First Tech competed by providing additional services and so forth, but eventually people just end up buying their stuff from Apple because they can get it first from Apple, faster from Apple. So it is sad, but... Apple's been doing this for a long time.
Yeah. It's sort of amazing it lasted as long as it did.
It's impressive, frankly. It shows how much people love them.
Yeah, exactly. RIP, what was the name of
First Tech.
First Tech.
The first Apple store.
Yeah, the very first Apple store. Yeah. Writer that we love hearing from all of you. Love your passing along articles you want us to cover, questions, comments, app ideas, all that good stuff. You can, of course, write us at iPadToday@twit.tv. You can leave us a voicemail at 757-504-IPAD. You can send us a video, do all sorts of stuff. Also, I didn't mention earlier in the show, but if you go to twit.tv/IPT, that's where all of our episode archives live. Sometimes we'll get emails from you saying, you know, there was something that Leo showed off for like a minute, and I don't remember what it was a couple episodes ago. Help. And much as I would like to, this is actually a better direct place to go because we've got all the links to stuff that we talk about in our show notes, as well as the episode itself and subscription links. Subscription links are nice because once you subscribe, which, you know, if you listen to the audio version, you're certainly missing all the visual parts of the show. But hey, I'm not going to tell you not to. You've got all sorts of options to use the podcatcher of your choice. Do they still call them podcatchers?
It's pretty old-fashioned.
Yeah. What do you call them now?
I don't know.
What?
I call them your favorite netcast aggregator, but I don't think anybody knows what
that's
the hell
not
I'm talking
much better.
About.
Like, I would say 95% of the world would be like, whatever that is.
I don't want a netcast aggregator.
I want that. I just started using PayPal.
Our show today brought to you by the Men in Black Extermination Company. If you've got spiders in your show,
you know
they'll
where to
come
go.
And get them for you.
Sorry, wow. I'm a big baby. It's true.
It's so cute.
It's true.
It's nice to see you have a weakness.
Right.
besides figs.
Oh, yeah, where are those?
Our show today brought to you by Prosper.com. Prosper is a very interesting idea. It's kind of Silicon Valley's answer to banks and lending and loans. It's a peer-to-peer lending marketplace, connecting people who've got money to lend with people who need money to borrow. If you knew in 72 hours, literally 3 days, you could have, you know, as much as $35,000 in your bank account, what would you do with it? Would you, first thing you should do is pay off those high interest rate credit cards, get rid of those, maybe do a little home improvement. I just put in a beautiful desk, a new desk in my den. It's really nice to be able to have the stuff you need now and pay for it at very reasonable cost. It's so easy to get a loan at Prosper. You fill out, in fact, we've got the demonstration here. You fill out an easy online application. You provide a few details, and you'll see the rate almost instantly, by the way, without affecting your credit score. That's really important. Prosper offers low fixed rates. They're unsecured loans. You don't need collateral. Multi-year terms are available. With Prosper's innovative peer-to-peer lending process, no more outrageous fees, no rising interest rates, and you will never have to set foot in a bank. No need to put a suit and tie on to get that money. Prosper has now more than 2 million members, lenders and borrowers alike. Over $900 million in funded loans. This is a real success, a revolution in lending. And you can participate by going to prosper.com/twit. Check your rate, will not affect your score. And for a limited time, Prosper is offering Twit viewers a $50 Amazon gift card when you get your loan. Nice little bonus there. Prosper.com/twit. It's a special site just for our viewers. Up to $35,000 in just 3 days and a $50 Amazon gift card when you get that loan. Prosper.com, not affiliated with Amazon. For gift card details, visit Prosper.com/twit. And thank you, Prosper, for your support of iPad Today. You know, Chad traveled the world and ended up in Cozumel, where he got us these lovely hats. I'm wearing it backwards.
I don't know how to sing that. Cozumel.
Cozumel.
Yeah. They're little hats. They sit on top of your head rather than actually...
People don't understand.
Are they for babies?
I think it's hard to get a sense of perspective or scale when you're watching television. But in fact, Chad is really only about that tall.
Yeah, he's a he's like a pocket man.
He's a small person. And I, on the other hand, am quite large.
Well, you're so smart.
I have to stuff it all in there.
Yeah, so it makes you the people with the biggest heads are always the
smartest.
And I've
swollen considerably because of it.
Right, right.
Actually, I got to show you my.
It's a very good look.
I did think I had a long head, but then somebody took a picture of. Let me see if I can find this picture of me. And I think a really long face, though.
Ah, right.
Not such a wide.
Sure. That's like, you know, when they say horse face, it doesn't hold a candle to a giraffe face. That's a very long one. Long face indeed.
Why the long face, Leo? Ba-da-bum.
Ba-da-bum-bum. I don't know.
Isn't that a great Photoshop job? Thank you, the TriCaster.
It's very nice, the TriCaster.
The TriCaster did that.
So this is the part of the show where Leo and I wear hats and we talk about our favorite app caps of the week because these are caps.
Actually, this is the original, just so you know.
Oh.
I was telling the giraffe about iPad today.
Is that
he
really?
He was very interested.
That giraffe.
He wanted. Actually, that looks like a Microsoft Surface.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Does it?
Yes.
Sorry.
It was.
What?
You caught
really?
Me. Busted.
Really? I thought you sold that on Gazelle, but whatever. No. So, my app cap of
Actually,
the week.
This is the real picture.
I love my new lock screen. I'm
what do you
sorry.
Got? Let me see.
Well,
is it a cat?
The kitties. Oh, I just damn. Did that. They're so
cute.
Look at
this,
their little faces.
I should make this my lock screen.
It definitely should be your lock screen. That's just a good one. Let's see if it zooms in to a.
Oh, it's going to a little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah, let me just
Then
see.
It'll just be weird because it'll be like your head and the giraffe's head really, really close. It's wallpapers and...
Oh, yeah, right here, right.
Underneath.
Choose new wallpaper from the camera roll. This one, yeah, see? See?
That's good.
It's pretty good. But she's right. You see,
you can't actually see what you guys are looking at.
I can't get the whole thing, and that's because they're trying to leave some
extra room.
It looks
like you guys are both just napping, kind of. Like, The giraffe is that sort of annoying person on the plane next to you, and you're like, you're totally watching the movie over my shoulder.
Don't you hate that?
I hate it.
And then they look away like they're not.
And it's like, what am I going to do? Like, you're supposed to, like, look out the window.
You offer
like,
them a earplug.
No way.
Because
then we have to, like...
That's what they're going to say.
Because then we have to, like, laugh together.
Would you like
and
to
stuff?
Share... And it's got earwax all over it.
No.
Would you like to share?
No.
Have an earplug.
It's weird, though, because it's like, someone's not going to, like, ask for your food, because you'd be like, no. But, like, you sort of, like, turn it, and then you're, like, the jerk who's, like, you're making them not watch your movie. I don't know. It's a very weird plane etiquette thing. I don't know. I fly too often.
So here's a fix.
What?
You were right. Your instinct was right. If you turn off parallax...
Yeah.
It'll stop doing that. Now, where do we do that? Probably in accessibility, maybe? Do we turn off parallax?
I think it might be...
Just in general?
Yeah.
Should be. It really should be here.
It's not. Well, because it doesn't necessarily just apply to wallpaper. It applies to everything.
Every background.
What is it? Where is it, you guys? It's been a while since I've actually... Because I don't mind parallax. I actually like it on.
I think it's kind of cool, but I can understand... You know, obviously, if you have parallax, that's going to... they're going to have to say, general accessibility, reduce motion? That turns off parallax, really? Because I have that.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
I do have reduced motion on, so I don't think... Including the parallax effect, yeah. So, no, that didn't change it.
Oh.
Because I've always had that off. I don't like the motion.
Yeah, it doesn't really make sense how
people
that would change
really
the wallpapers.
Heads like
and
me.
I'm sure Becky, who had the original question, has probably tried that. Okay, well, now on to our apps. Because, yeah, you can't solve everything in one show. But we will try to figure out some... Maybe there are some third-party apps that would be a better fix. This was suggested via email by David. We get a lot of suggestions. So I figured, you know what? For this app cap, I'm just going to go ahead with a suggestion from David called Duet. Have you heard of it?
No.
Oh, my gosh, this game is very infuriating, kind of in a Flappy Bird sort of a way.
I want it.
So I'm going to do my best to show you how it works, even though I'm terrible. It actually has kind of nice music. So if I go ahead and say play, and it'll say, you know, here are a bunch of stages, right? It's sort of like, you know, locked levels. So I'm still on the ignorance level because I'm really bad. So what happens is you're rotating the red and the blue... little circles along this grid, and as little pieces, they almost look like little, I don't know, domino keys come down. You just make sure that nothing hits.
Oh, wow.
Oh, shoot.
See, I don't like it.
It's
already.
Hard.
Yeah, I don't like it already.
It's hard. Okay, so this one is like, oh, okay, got it. And then you go.
You gotta have to go. This is like moving furniture through doors.
Ah, I meant to go the other way. Oh, so annoying. It's hard. I'm sorry.
It.
Sorry, my hat's in the way. But I
do like the music. And the clock ticking makes it seem like... What? How do you do that? Oh, you got to go...
You got to go in the middle. Yeah. It's infuriating. I'm not going to lie.
You know, it's really neat when a game is so simple and yet so hard. And I presume that the blocks start moving faster. Oh, I like it's got splats left over from previous accidents. Vertical. Nah, that's a tough one. No. Whoa.
Okay, I've had enough.
The only thing that would make that better is if a little spider crawled onto the screen.
I'm very stressed out.
That was a good squeal.
I'm very stressed.
That is fun.
It's fun. I got like 4 points. That's Duet. It is, how much was this? I want to make sure I get this right, just in case it's on sale, as everything is now. It's $1.99. It's $2.
Good deal.
For a game that, if you get good at it, then I applaud you, because it's pretty hard, and it goes pretty quick.
You ready for a little talk and roll?
I am.
Yes, indeed. This is called Talk and Roll. Oops, it's upside down. From Mini Musica. Musica. I think music making is a great thing to do on an iPad.
Sure.
And you might have a little kid that's using an iPad, and the problem is you give them GarageBand, it's like overwhelming if they're 6, 5. So this is a game that you can use with a smaller kid that will get them ready to the idea of using GarageBand, but they can play it, and it's fairly accessible. I think within a few minutes of you showing them how to do this. So let's create a new track. You could choose your instrument: piano, glock, guitar, voice, violin, drums, trumpet. Let's start with our bass track. Just like GarageBand, you've got some loops, but a smaller number of loops. So let's put some different bass tracks in. You drag it up here, another one here. And I'm going to vary it a little bit just to make it more interesting. You can hear what it's going to sound like by just playing it.
Nice.
So let's. I think we need a drum track, don't you, to go along with the bass track?
Yes, I do.
So let's put some drums in here. Same idea. Boom, boom, boom. And then a little hit. How about that? And what this is going to do is not only teach them the interface for this kind of program like GarageBand, it's also going to teach them how music works, because they'll learn pretty quickly that, you know, you don't want to have all the tracks playing at once. You can go in here and change the level of any track, but you can also add a vocoder, which gives it a weird effect.
Ooh, yeah.
You can have delay, which gives it kind of an echoey effect, or reverb, which is kind of fun. And then the best part about this, I got a little something going on here.
Oh, my God, there's another spider. There's another spider? I'm not even kidding. What's going on? Do we have an infestation?
It's just one spider.
Was it the same one?
Yeah. I didn't have the heart to kill it. So now you can change the tempo here, the little happy face tempo. Turn them up or turn them down.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the best part. Watch this. I can record. So let me hide that. I'm going to add a vocal track, and the kid can sing along. So let's go back to the beginning. Here, start, go back all the way to the beginning, and I'm going to record. I like my lollipop. It's big and round. It's made of orange juice. And I think I found a spider!
Yeah!
Okay.
I see it over there. It's going away.
And
from
you
us.
Know, vocals always sound
Thank
better with
singing.
A little reverb. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I give you my creation.
I can't locate it. All right.
I'll get rid of it after the show, but I can't get up now. I've got a
sure,
hat on.
Sure, understood. I thought maybe there was going to be like 40 spiders coming
Ladies
after the
and gentlemen,
second one.
The spider is literally this big.
It doesn't matter.
It is.
It's still
I almost popped it in my mouth.
Stop it. Don't even talk like that. It's as strong and powerful as a large spider because of those.
It's new from Nature Box.
Oh.
No.
Can't even.
It's over there. I'll get it later.
I'm not a murder advocate. I just feel like it's just too much.
Well that's why it's still there. I didn't kill it. I just shoot it under the chair. I was hoping it would stay.
You lied to me. You shoot it under the chair? This whole time the spider's just been hanging out under.
It's right
not
over there,
cool.
John. It's
not
over
cool.
by the wall now.
Woo.
Running as fast as it can and its little spider legs to get away from Sarah.
Quite a show. Stop that. You don't even look like an arachnid. You've got 10 fingers. You can't just look like you got teeth. Stop that. Not cool. That's it for this edition of iPad Today. Thanks everybody for joining us. I'm gonna go run across the street now.
Right up the water
Ow!
Down in the rain. Ooh!